Our Father, which art in heaven.
Yes.
Don't interrupt me, I'm praying.
But you called me.
Called you? I didn't call you. I'm praying. Our Father, which art in heaven.
There, you did it again.
Did what?
Called me. You said, Our Father, which art in heaven, here I am. What's on your mind?
But I didn't mean anything by it. I was, just saying my prayers for the day. I always say the Lord's Prayer. It makes me feel good. Kind of like getting a duty done.
All right, go on.
Hallowed be thy name.
Hold it. What do you mean by that?
By what?
Hallowed be thy name.
It means, good grief, I don't know what it means. How should I know? It's just part of the prayer. By the way, what does it mean?
It means honored, holy, wonderful.
Hey, that makes sense. I never thought about what hallowed meant before. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Do you really mean that?
Sure, why not?
What are you doing about it?
Doing? Nothing, I guess. I just think it would be kind of neat if you got control of everything down here like you have up there.
Have I got control of you?
Well, I go to church.
That isn't what I ask you. What about your temper? You really got a problem there, you know. And then there's the way you spend your money, all on yourself. And what about the kinds of books you read and what you watch on TV?
Stop picking on me. I'm just as good as the rest of those people at church.
Excuse me? I thought you were praying for my will to be done. If that is to happen, it will have to start with the ones you are praying for, like you, for example.
Oh, all right. I guess I do have some hang-ups, now that you mention it. I could probably name some others.
So could I.
I haven't thought about it very much until now, but I really like to cut out some of those things. I would like to, be really free.
Good. Now we're getting somewhere. We'll work together, you and I. Some victories can truly be won. I'm proud of you.
Look, Lord, I need to finish up here. This is taking a lot longer than it usually does. Give us this day our daily bread.
You could cut out that bread. It would help you lose some weight.
Hey, wait a minute. What is this, criticize me day? Here I was doing my religious duty, and all of a sudden you break in and remind me of all my hang-ups. Praying is a dangerous thing. You could wind up changed,
That's what I'm trying to get across to you. Keep praying. I'm interested in the next part of your prayer. Well, go on.
I'm scared to.
Scared of what?
I know what you'll say.
Try me and see.
Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us.
What about Anne?
See, I knew it. I knew you would bring her up. Why, Lord, she's told lies about me, spread stories about my family. She never paid back the money she owes me. I've sworn to get even with her.
But your prayer, what about your prayer?
I didn't mean it.
Well, at least you're honest. But it's not much fun carrying that load of bitterness inside of you, is it?
No, but I'll feel better as soon as I get even. Boy, have I got some plans for that neighbor. She'll wish she'd never moved into the neighborhood.
You won't feel any better. You'll feel worse. Revenge isn't sweet. Think of how unhappy you already are. But I can change all that.
You can? How?
Forgive Anne. Then I'll forgive you. Then the hate and sin will be Anne's problem and not yours. You will have settled your heart.
Oh, all right. You always are. And more than that, I want to get revenge against Anne. I want to be right with you. But, all right, I forgive her. Help her to find the right road in life. Lord, she's bound to be awfully miserable now that I think about it. Anybody who goes around doing the things that she does to others has to be out of it. Somehow, some way, show her the right way.
There now, wonderful. How do you feel?
Well, not bad. Not bad at all. Actually, I feel pretty great. I don't think I'll have to go to bed tonight uptight for the first time since I can remember. Maybe I won't be so tired now and on tired now on because I'm not getting enough rest.
You're not through with your prayers. Go on.
Oh, all right. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Good, good. I'll do that. Just don't put yourself in a place where you can be tempted.
What do you mean by that?
Don't turn on the TV when you know the laundry needs to be done and the house needs to be picked up. About that time you spend with your friends, if you can't influence the conversation to positive things, perhaps you should rethink the values of those friendships. Another thing, your neighbors and friends shouldn't be your standard for keeping up. And please, don't use me as an escape hatch.
I don't understand that last part.
Sure you do. You've done it lots of times. You get caught in a bad situation, you get in trouble, and then you come running to me. Lord, help me out of this mess, and I promise I'll never do it again. You remember some of those bargains you tried to make with me?
Yes, and I'm ashamed, Lord. I really am.
Which bargain are you remembering?
Well, there was that night when my husband was gone and the children and I were alone. The wind was blowing so hard, I thought the roof would go any minute. The tornado warnings were out. I remember saying, "Oh God, if you spare us, I'll never skip my devotions again."
I protected you, but you didn't keep your promise, did you?
I'm sorry, Lord. I really am. Up until now, I thought that if I just prayed the Lord's Prayer every day, then I could do what I liked. I didn't expect anything to happen like this.
Go ahead and finish your prayer.
For thy kingdom come, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Do you know what would bring me glory? What would really make me happy?
No, but I'd like to know now. I want to know you, please. I want to know, please. I want to please you. I can see what a mess I've made of my life, and I can see how great it would be to be really one of your followers.
You just answered the question.
I did?
Yes. The thing that would bring me glory is to have people like you truly love me. And I see that happening between us. Now that some of those old sins are exposed and out of the way, there's no telling what we can do together.
Lord, let's see what we can make of me, okay?
Yes, let's see.
The moral of the skit is when you're saying the Lord's Prayer, don't repeat it, pray it. Thank you.